All right, so last Shabura, which is the first one, so we went over just the definition of Gneva, and now we're up to just defining and identifying what is Gezel. So here the Gemara starts out on a nine test, the Gemara which we had the first part last time, and it says Gneva, if somebody is Metamre, so then it's Gneva. If he's hiding from the Bailim or from the people that are watching or from the general public, that's Gneva. And what's Gezel, the Gemara asks? So the Gemara cites paradigms. And there are two that are mentioned. One of them is the paradigm of Baalei Shechem. First they start the paradigm of Vayizal Sechanas Miata Mitzri. Where you had somebody grab a spear, physically overpower the person, take the spear. And then you have the second case, which is Baalei Shechem, where they would basically bandits on top of the hilltops, and they would kind of hide and wait for people to pass by, and then they would attack and they would steal from them. So the Gemara actually says that not everybody agrees, though, that the Rabbi Abahu thought that the second case was not a case of gezela, since they are hiding. But Rabbi Yochanan explains that no, the hiding there is not. That's a tactic which is used. It's just enabling them to facilitate better the theft. That's not at all because he's trying to avoid the notice. It's just they want to be able to position themselves better in order to take it. So that if you come right up to them, then they'll come out and they'll grab it. But inasmuch as it's just a tactic in order to be able to actually carry out the theft successfully, and not, you know, something that they're insisting on that it be covert, not that they have intended to be covert, so therefore that's still Gezel. Okay. So Vayigzal Sechanas Miata Mitzri. So the Rambam in several places defines Gezel, and he's pretty consistent in defining it, as he mentions a number of things, but basically Rambam describes it as Lekichas Mamon She'ena Shelo, or Lekichas Mamon Shelo Kedin, with several other elements. He mentions the mode of that lakicha. In Sefer Mitzvos, it's be'ones uvachazko v'galui. All right, it's involving an element of compulsion, and it's force, and it's public. In Hilchos Geneva, be'galui v'frehesia v'chazka, which is basically identical. And then in Hilchos Zela, he happens to, in that one case, in Hilchos Zela, it happens not to mention galui or frehesia, but he mentions v'chazka. So we want to examine in greater depth, in greater detail, what exactly is Gezel. Assuming for the moment that it requires lakichas mamon, an act of taking, of assuming control of somebody else's money, what are the other elements that are involved? What is the mode of that lakicha that makes it gezel? So here there are three general issues that I want to inquire about. One is begalut. Right? So the Rambam we saw says that it's public. And the standard presumption is that is, in fact, the case, that in order to be defined as gezel, it needs to be something which is public. It cannot be covert. And that's reflected in the Rambam, that what's Gneva is not Gzela, not Erin Lehevech. But it's clear that others disagreed. The Rif, in his Tshuva, in Shut Kuf Lamed Gimel, and this is cited by the Rashba, just it's Tshuva the Rif, so it's not even, there's no commentary on it, it's just the Rif. In the Tshuva Sarashba, that a Gonev, in that particular case, it's not relevant for us, but what is relevant is that the Rif happens to say that that the Gonev in that case is over on three averos. One of them is Gneva, another one is Shua Sheker. And then he mentions a third, which is Gzela. And why is it Gzela? She Gzela v'echa mishum gezel, v'echa mishum gezel l'fish hu gozo shalomidas. Because it sounds like he's saying here he's a Ganav, and a Ganav is over not only on Losignovu, but also on the Aser of Losigzel. Every Gneva is simply Gzela shalomidas. Right? In other words, shalomidas abayit. And he goes on and he says something which is significant, which we'll come back to in the coming Kibbura, that Gzela is Bechlal Gneva. Right? So Gneva is defined as Lekichas Mamon B'Seser, and it sounds like that Gzela is not necessarily the opposite of that. It's just Lekichas Mamon, and there's no Begaloi element to it, and therefore Gneva is in fact a special case of Gzela, and therefore a Ganov, says the Rif, who violates Losignov, is also going to be violating Losigzal. In fact, the Rav Yochanan ben Shapur Lo suggests that that actually might be the reason that the Rav Sadji Gaon does not have a, he does not count on his lists, either in his poem or in the Azharos, he doesn't have Lo Signovu. He only quotes Lo Signov. And Rav Yochanan ben Shapur Lo, you know, points out that that's troubling. Why is there no...
He only has
Lo Signov, he doesn't quote Lo Signovu.
What's Lo Signovu?
Lo Signov is in the Asarza Debros, that's Gnevas Nefesh. Right?
Oh.
Right? Kidnapping. Lo Signovu, from the Pasuk in Parsha Kedoshim, that was one of the Bekoros from last time, that's what the Chazal say, that's Gnevas Mamon. But he hasn't included it on the list. Right? So in his answer, he suggests, L'chor Nirei Api Masha Kasav Arif, that Begneva Mevach over Belab, Lo Signovu over Nami Belab, Lo Tigzal, Degam Gneva Havalik Zelo Shlomidas, etc. And therefore, since Gneva is actually just a special case of Zela, and every time you have a violation of Isser Lo Signov, you're going to have also a violation of Gezel, there's no need to include it. Lashitas Rabbeinu, the Rabbi Shapiro develops his Klalim, Lashitas Rabbeinu, there's no need to include it on that list. You have another reflection of this in interpretation that Rabbi Mechaya proposes for the Gemara in Bav Metzia, which actually... he was predated in this by the Shiltos, by the Rav Chai Gaon. The Gemara of Metzia, we were just discussing this Gemara.
Sorry, actually, quick question.
Yeah.
The reason why you don't have to write the word Lo Tignovu is because...
The reason why he doesn't have a separate mitzvah of Lo Tignovu...
Lo Tignovu is because...
Is because every violation of Gneva is Bechal Gezel. So you're not...
You call it Lo Sigzel.
He does have Lo Sigzel, yes. No, the opposite. Every Gneva is a violation of Gzela. Right? This is what he says, that the Ganav is a Gozel Shalomidas. He's a special case of Gneva. Meaning it's written in a funny way, but that's what he means. He means that the Gneva is, well, he really means the Gneva is Bechlag Zela. Elosh Nistar Beliki Chasan, I mean, he's saying here, Avah Bishet, that act of Gezel he really means Avah Bishet, Gneva Bechlag Zela.
The
Kisan's
the
Ganav. No, he was a Ganav. And he's saying that every Ganav is over on two Averos. Every Ganav is over on two Averos. That Ganav happened to do something in addition, but every Ganav, just by virtue of it being a Ganav, he's over on Gezel, because it's Gzela, you know, Shanistar B'liki Chasan. So there's another Lav, according to the Rif, when you do it secretly, that's Gneva, but you're still violating the general Lav, Gezel, it's also Gezel. Gezel is just L'kichas Mamon, we'll see if there's any other elements to it, but there's no Begaloi requirement. It doesn't entail, in order to be over on Gezel, it doesn't mean you have to do it publicly. And you find this as well in the parish of the Gemara above Metzia, that you find in Rabbeinu Bechaya, and as well as the Shildos. The Gemara above Metzia, it's a very interesting Gemara, very surprising Gemara. It's the beginning of Ezer Neshach, and Samach Alvam Beis. So the Gemara there, Rava queries, we'll see, it's actually brought on the parsha later. He actually has a whole, he says, why do I basically need Gezel? Why did the Torah need to tell me that there's an Isser of Lo Sigzol? I could have derived it, in the end the Gemara concludes, that you could have derived nearly all of Gezel, we'll get to this later, that it's prohibited, from a Bamem Tzinu based on Onah and Ribbis. Okay? If the Torah asks is Ribbis, and the Torah asks is Onah, so you could have understood from there that there's a prohibition to take money which doesn't belong to you. Then the Gemara asks, and the Gemara explains why the Torah did in fact write Lo Sigzol, even though you could have understood that what was us, that everything that Lo Sigzol asers, nearly everything that Lo Sigzol asers, is prohibited based on the other Yisurim. Then the Gemara asks, Lo Tignovu de Kasar Rachmana Lamalis. Okay, so what about Lo Sigzol? Now, the Gemara gives an answer which is significant, we'll come back to it next Chabura, but just that line, Lo Tignovu de Kasar Rachmana Lamalis. So the pashas of the Gemara is the way Rashi explains it on Pitchu and Makaros, that the question is this: we're now applying the same questions that we did for Gezel to Lo Tignovu, right? The question that we asked about Gezel: why do you need Gezel if I could have understood that I could have derived that there's a prohibition to be Lokech Mamon Sheino Shalo from Ona Averibis, so I didn't need Gezel. So now, so the Gemara is now asking the same question about Lo Tignovu. And that's how Rashi explains it. Le'lefim Ribis Ona, Shari Mechaser Mama. But that's not how the Rabbeinu Bechai understood it. The Rabbeinu Bechai understood it that, no, this is a totally separate part of the Gemara. We're off the Ona Averibis issue. Now the Gemara is asking something else. V'darshu Razab v'metzia Lo Tignovu Afi Yomas. Okay. V'utzuchu Razal L'droshkein, meaning they had to find some Chiddush Din from the fact that the Pasuk writes Lo Tignovu. Why? Because it's already written Lo Sigzol, not Onav Ribis, but because it already says Lo Sigzol, the Komish Gonev Kozahu. And anybody who's a Gonev is Bechlal Gzela. So therefore, there's no, it would have thought at least that there's no need to have a separate Isser Gneva, because Gneva is simply Bechlal Gzela. Gzela is Lakichz Mamash Lokidin. Doesn't need to be Begaloi. It's simply Lakichz Mamash Lokidin. There's another Isser here, but that's already Bechlal. It's already, you're telling us not only is it also to take money, it's also to steal money secretly. Why does the Gemara Torah need to tell us? And this is what the Gemara goes on to explain. Okay, we'll get to the Maskana of the Gemara. It's quite possible that the Maskana of the Gemara requires us to retreat from this somewhat, or not. We'll see. But at the very least, as a Havamina, at the very least, the Rebbeinu Bechai believes that the Gemara clearly understood that every Gneva is Gzela, so that Gezel does not actually require, by definition, Begaloi. That's not a requirement. It doesn't need to be that it isn't Gneva. Now, the Rambam, I think it's clear, didn't agree with this. As he always says, that there's Gneva, which is Lakichas Mamon B'Seser, and there's Gzela, which is Lakichas Mamon B'Chaska, B'Galoi, B'Fresi, etc., etc. But the question is, why is that? It could be that he rejects, or Rishonim that don't accept this, they reject the entire premise that Gneva is B'Chal Gzela. They view these as non-overlapping modes of theft. It's not, one is not B'Chal the other. And in fact, they're defined in part by their contrast to the other. So Gzela, just by definition, implies Begalu, Gefrahesia. That's one possibility. I think alternatively, it's possible to say that they believe that as a category, they agree in principle that as a category, as a general phenomenon, Gezel is any Lakichas Mamash Lokidin, maybe pursuant to some other things we'll see, but it's any Lakichas Mamash Lokidin, certainly includes Gneva. However, when the Torah establishes a separate Isser for doing it B'Seser, so that then removes it from the Isser of Lo Sigzol. In other words, the Torah is sort of Menatek it Lelav Miyuchad, it gives its own separate, separates out the Lekichas Mamon Shalokidin, the Gezel Shalomidas, it separates that out from the Isser Lo Sigzol, gives it its own Isser Lo Signovu, and therefore you're not actually violating, and therefore that's the reason why Gezel requires Begaloi, but it's not because it's just Bechlal, parallel categories, because it happens to be the Torah Asr's Lekichas Mamon B'Seser in a separate law. What's the Nafkamina, you're going to ask me, right? The Nafkamina is simple. Other dinim relating to Gezel. In particular, I think if you take this perspective, this answers a question which we'll get to, might be bothersome, but Lefi, nearly all the Rishonim that speak about this explicitly, the mitzvah of Heishev Gzeil Asher Gezel is not limited to Gezel. It also applies to Agana. He has a mitzvah to return it, midin, mitzvah of Heishev Gzeil. But the question exists. What do you mean? The Pasuk says Heishev Gzeil? So you say, okay, Lav Dafka. What do you mean, Lav Dafka? The Pasuk goes on to list Heishev Gzeil Asher Gezel, Osa Oshak Asher Ashak, Osa Bikadon Asher Hofkat, Osa Aveda. And there's no, I don't see Heishev Gzeil Gneva. Where is that in the Pasuk? Where is the mitzvah of Heishev Gzeil Gneva? So I think that this second perspective gives us a simple answer, which is it's Bechlal, Gneva's Bechlal Gezel. The only reason, right, I mean, this is obviously true for the Rif, right? And he's going to tell you that Veheshus Agzela, that means however he took the money, Shaloki did, right? Because Gezel, you know, every Gneva is Gzela. But even if you say that not every, that the Ganav is not violating Lo Sigzol, but that's because there's a separate Isser of Lo Tigno, which separates out the that subsection of Gezel more generally, gives its own love, but as far as where you're not dealing with just what shame are you violating, Gezel or Gneva, it is Bechlal HaGezel, and that could be relevant for instance, the mitzvah of Hashava, Veheshev Zagzela, that's Gneva Bechlal HaGezela, as far as this is concerned. And we'll see perhaps other dinim too, eventually we'll get to that. We follow? Yoni, you...
It was
Hotzi Mikhlala. It was yeah.
The Dalai Behe and all these other things only apply by Gneva, not Gzela, for example.
Well, there are certain dinim that only apply, but I mean, the Rift is on it. I mean,
no, even if. That's the indication.
Right.
That's Yotzi Mikhlala.
I'm not sure if you get to say it was because of that in order to establish those other dinim. I'm not sure if you have to have said that.
It's interesting to note that this type of gzela, you have certain chiyuvim that you wouldn't have with regular.
Right, I mean, I think it's clear that you'll say that the reason the Torah treats it, especially with a separate iser, is to give it its own. Is related to the fact that it has these separate chiyuvim. It actually has different dinim, and we'll get to that. But the point is that, but it's still that just means that that the iser has been, you know, the violation, the what makor are you over, and in certain dinim that are explicitly applied to it. To Gnevus in particular, those apply to Ganav in particular, and you're not violating the and you're not violating Gezel because Torah was Miyachid, a separate law. But still, as a phenomenon, Gezel, Gnevus, Bechal, Gzela. It's a Gzela of a certain kind, and therefore when the Pasuk says Vehesh was a Gzela Asher Gazel, that's Lav Dafka, Gzela Asher Gazel, that's even Gneva Asher Ganav. We'll see. It's just an example where some are shown. There are dinim that are derived from this Pasuk that seem to apply to Gneva, besides Mitzvah Sashava. Some are shown, I think, do believe that. I mean, again, you know the Rif is going to say that, right? Vehesh v'zeila asher gazal, that's Gneva b'chlal. Even l'inyan iser. What I'm saying is, even if you think that l'inyan iser, you're not, that the iser lo sigzal requires the galoi, but the phenomenon, the general phenomenon of gezel, the term gezel, and, you know, the dinim that apply to that, that still very well might be, Gneva is just a special case of that. So that things which, I'm not saying for things which apply specifically to Gneva, doesn't mean it'll apply to gzeila, but things which apply to gzeila will also, unless we have reason to believe otherwise, will also apply to Gneva, because Gneva b'chlag zela. Okay? Alright. The next issue I want to discuss in terms of the elements, you know, the other elements of the Kichas Mamash Lokedin, which define Gezel, is the question of Bakorcho. Does it need to be against the will of the Baal? And here already you see the Rambam, I think, implies that he thinks it does, but Ones. But is this Pashut? So the Mishnah in Sanhedrin lists a number of different psule machmas aver, psule rasha, psuleitis, this is. And it lists, veiloin psulin, this is the same mission that appears in Rosh Hashanah, veiloin psulin, mesach kuvya, v'amal v'ribis, mafichayonim. So you have somebody who's a gambler, you have somebody who is mal v'ribis, and you have somebody who is another form of gambling, what's it, like gambling on racing, on dove racing. So, although, actually, there's 2 days well, I'm afraid he only needs anymore there. But, so,
sorry,
yeah.
So, on the previous point, I'm sorry.
Yes, no problem.
The Torsi, at least, what did I say? Dina and the Ashwarta, the Rambam, in Alf Alf of Gilo, or Alf Alf of Zela, Rambam says, call Goni Mamun, Mishaka Pruta, Mala, or Lotta Shashala, that's going to be Lotignovu, and it's so they say it's a difference in the gnevo is really when you're saying a hefset shel mamon, or when zeil is more of a hefset mamon. As far as not for me,
I'm not sure. Yeah,
as far as the
yisoda, we'll get to.
As far as
the idea,
clearly assumes that gnevo at its core, outside of its dinim that are just like kafel and things like that, the word gnevo itself is reflecting a different iser. It's not bechlal zeila. It's something completely different.
Well, I think for the Rambam, that's clear. That Gneva is that the Isser.
I thought you were saying the second side, even within the Rambam.
No, what I'm the second side is saying that Gneva has been separated out from Gzela.
I thought you were saying.
But
it's the same, just separating from other.
Well, people. I'm not saying fundamentally the same. I'm saying that fundamentally, Gezel, it's not really a comment about Gneva at all. It's more of a comment about Gezel. You don't need to be Beseser, Begalwe, in order to be defined as a phenomenon of Gezel. You do need it in order to be over the Isser of Losigzel. But even Gneva is Bechlag Gzela. Ligabe, let's say for instance, Veheshav Zagzela Shar Gazal, there is a question whether or not this is true in the Rambam. I said nearly all are shown that are talk about it or explicit about it do think it. There's some question about the Rambam. I think I suspect he also thinks there's a mitzvah of Veheshav Zagzela, but at least there's some that didn't think so. So the Rambam, you know, about that issue may some question that too. But my point is just that, the Isser is different. But that's what I'm saying is that's by virtue of the fact that there is an Isser of Lo Tignovu, so the Torah separates it out, and it could be that there's certain unique features of it as opposed to Gezel, which we'll get back to. That'll be the next Kavura. That it's not exactly the same, it's not just a special case of Gezel, it's not just that it's Aser to different Shemos Chalukos, which one could have said. One could have said, well, maybe the Torah separates it out, so it's just different Shemos now that you have to be over, but actually it's different kinds of Isurim. But either way, but just the general phenomenon of Gezel does not refer specifically to what, you know, to Lekicha Begaloi. It actually just refers to any Lekicha Mamash Lokedin.
Gezel is just very more general.
Yeah, there's no requirement So for the Rambam, it's clear you do have, in order to be over the Yisrael Losekzol, you need to have the Galui. But what I'm saying is that it's possible that he would say that, but just as a general phenomenon, category, Gzela, if not for the fact that Torah happened to write Lo Tignovu and separate it out for whatever for its own purposes, we would have said that that's Bechal Gezel. What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is, it's possible then to say that when the Pasuk says Beheshev Gzela, it doesn't need to say Beheshev Gneva. It doesn't need to say that because it's already referred, that's already Bechal Gzela. Not that it's over on the Isser Gezel. It's not. It's all over on a separate Isser. But as far as Beheshev is concerned, you follow what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, so that's right. So the Mishnah says that we have these Tulim, Mesach Bekuvim, Avaribis, Bechulim. So, and the Gemara goes on to explain Mesach Bekuvia, what's two deos about what the basis for the psul of Mesach Bekuvia is. According to one opinion, it's Mishum Sheino Asugishibush Olam, it's a general psul that a person isn't doing anything constructive with his life. That those kind of people, psul, puzzle. Not that he was over any particular aver. But then you have the other opinion, the first opinion of the Gemara there is he's pasul mishum gezel, because this gambling case, Sach Bekuvia, is a smachta, and it's not to look, and this day holds a smachta lokanya. Okay? And the Gemara presents there that the other day, the one that holds that it's a problem of Yeshua Shalom, holds that it isn't a smachta. That's not a smachta. Okay, that's the background to the Gemara there. So the Rishonim, many Rishonim think that the Mishnah seems to imply, or the Mishnah seems to be only listing psulim derabanan, and there are different reasons why they think this. One of them is simply that if it's listing psulim deraisa, so why not just say gezlanim? Misach bekuvia is a case of gezel, which is okay, maybe a gezel. Just say gezlanim. Those are psulim deraisa. So the Mishnah is only listing psulim derabanan, right? This is what the Tosafot say. Delochashu masitzim rab psulim derabanan, dehagezlanim lokatani. But then the question was, okay, so I understand, implicitly this is the question, I understand if you hold that Mesach Bekuvia is Pasul Mishum She'enu Osav Yishuv V'shal Olam, that's obviously, that's a Psul Derabanan. But if you hold that it's a Smachta, and it's Smachta Lokanya, and it's Gezel therefore, so why is he not Pasul Midiraisa? So we'll see that actually the Rabbeinu David, the Ron quotes him, Rabbeinu David actually says, the Mikach Kusha Zu, that Kasha was so powerful, Rabbeinu David, this is the Ron Sanhedrin. You take a look here. Mikach kusha zo hochach Rabbi David lamar debasisin katani psulim deraisa begazlanim psulim derabanan beinach chrisa. That any chinami there are some psulim deraisa, namely masach bekuvi lamanda amar masach bekuvi is deraisa. I'm sorry, masach bekuvi is a problem of gezel because it's a smachta and a smachta lokanya. That's a psul deraisa. The other rishonim though were not comfortable with that. They did assume it was only mishum. These are only derabanan psulim all throughout the list. So what's the answer? So the Tosfos, both the Tosfos and the Ran, point to the fact that the gezel here is midaita, that the person who's giving that the nigzal, so to speak, is actually giving the money volitionally in a sense. He's giving it up. He's giving it to the guy. Right? It's not. There's no overcoming the Bailam's intentions. He's giving it to the gozlin. And that's the reason why the psul here is only derabanan. But there's a difference, however, between the Tosfos and the Ran, a very significant difference. Tosfos say, they actually don't mention the factor of Midaito, if you look in Rosh Hashanah, that's what they base it on. Tosfos say that why is it possible only Midirabanan? The Lochashim Masis are absolutely Rabanan. So he says, Afilu Lamanda Amar, right? Misafu Kubi, Afilu Lamanda Amar, Smachti, Dasmach Lokanya, Mikomakum, Eno Deraisa. Well, what's not Deraisa? Kevach Eno Sover Lassos Iser, Lovely Dipsul Deraisa. It's not Deraisa because he doesn't think he's more ahead here. He doesn't think he's being over an Isser. Now, why doesn't he think he's being over an Isser? So Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah fill in that lacuna. V'ashem sachach kuvi l'man damar b'perek zoborer l'fisha ein osik mishu v'shalom nicha, that it's derabanan. L'man damar nami mishu d'havi asmachta ein achshav gazlan be'enav. He doesn't think he's a gazlan. Kevin de midaito nosim, because he's giving it midaito. Right? So he thinks that if I'm giving it to him, if the guy's giving it to me, so that's not gezel. Ah, so the... And therefore, he's only possible derabanan. But what's the MS and the Libid MS though? The Libid MS, he is a Gazlan deraisa. But there happens to be a principle when it comes to psul deraisa, psule edus machmas avera, right? Psul rasha, that there's based on the Gemara has a couple of cases where this is clear. Number one, losachmud of the ladami the inchi mashmalu, that there's no psul deraisa of somebody who over on somebody gives money because they think, well, if I pressure the guy and I give the guy money, so then I'm not over the isser losachmud, which isn't true. But because people are more etera and not aware that actually passes you, so we don't say that actually is usser rather, maybe you have to be aware that apostasy is a separate issue. Therefore, this is Gemara B'Matzia. Therefore, that's not a problem of, you're not going to be puzzled midaraisa. You're not going to be puzzled, I should say. Also, the Gemara talks about other cases of Ganav Nisan and Ganav Tishrei. Either way, there is a clearly established principle of people that are talking about Chevra Kedisha, the Gemara, and Sanhedrin, that they would bury people, and they didn't realize that this was us, in fact, on Yom Tov. So the point is that if they're more etera, so then they're not going to be puzzled, there's no puzzled deraisa. So that's the answer that the Tosos say, that because he's giving him Midaito, so it's only Psul Darabanan, but the Psul Darabanan, the Yisr, however, is the Oraisa. The Ran disagrees. In part, he thinks that can't be, that the general principle of Eno Sabur Lasas Yisr, of Morei Tera, that leaves you with a non-Psul. There's no Darabanan Psul either in that case. It happens to be true that's clear that it is true in the other case where the Gemara applies it, they're saying that therefore he's Kashal Edis. Tosos will have to come up with some reason why in this case he's nonetheless Psul Darabanan, but that's not really. And they could just say, in this case, the Rabbanan decided to be apostle. It's not a general principle. It's just, in general, it was a case-by-case thing. You have to find some reason. But either way, the Ran rejects that. Lesa, dim kenaf ilun devreyim eno kedin shehe apostle. Then he quotes the Rabbeinu David. And Rabbeinu David, he kakush shazu, and he says, I have a simple answer. V'liyanira, or he says, Vani omer, dekula masisa psul d'Rabbanan. And then he says, I would have been misak v'kuvi l'man d'amar lokanya. Misak v'kuvi, mishum, I'm sorry. And he quotes our pasuk, so he, by definition, says the Ran, the Isser, the Aveira of Gezel, requires that it be notel shalo kirtzono, neged ritzono. It has to be netilos ba korcho. But if the guy is giving it willingly, that by definition is not Gezel. Okay, so what emerges from that little question about just what's Misak Makubi doing in the mission there, you have a very fundamental difference regarding the parameters of Gezel. Is it Lakichas Mamash Lokidin, and then whatever we say about Beferhesia, but as far as it, but it has to be Keneged Ritzono Bal Korcho, or Lavdafka Bal Korcho? Tosos seems to say Lavdafka Bal Korcho. Even if he's giving it to him, it's still Gezel. Now, the fact that it's Midaito will negate his being puzzled, because if somebody is not aware that they're violating an Isser, they don't become puzzled Adis. But as far as the Isser is concerned, that still is an Isser Gezel. And the Ran says no. The Ran thinks that it has to be Bal Korcho. Now, Lichor, if you look at the Gemara B'Matzia, I think it seems clear, there's at least Lefumri, it's Beferish in accordance with the Shita of the Ran, that Gezel is Bal Korcho. Where, this is the Gemara that I mentioned before, where Rava wonders, Rava's trying to figure out why we have, let's see if we can get rid of certain Yisurim and figure things out from there. So Rava opens up that series of questions, why do I need all three of these Lavim? And the Gemara proceeds to explain that you couldn't have derived necessarily one from the other. And it's explained, so if I thought that if you just said that ribis is usher, so you see from there, no, don't you see from there that you're not allowed to take money? There's an issur to take money, which is not unwarranted, right? I mean, you're just, the guy's lending you money, right? He lends you $4, you're paying him back, I'm sorry, you lent him $4, al-manasi, you get back $5. So that fifth dollar is an issur of ribis. What does that mean? It means that you're not allowed to take money, which isn't warranted. Doesn't belong to you. That fifth dollar doesn't belong to you. So don't you see from there? The Gemara answers no, because it's a very good answer. Mishum dechidishim, dafilu lova belova asar achmana. No, because there's also an iser of the lova. That's a very significant Gemara, very significant Chagatari regarding the iser ribis and the relationship between the iser halova and the iser hamava. Gemara here is at least assuming that the iser halova reflects upon the iser hamava, and therefore what it seems to be that you can't say it is about that it's an iser to to victimize somebody of their mammon. The lova too violates the iser. So therefore, you wouldn't have been able to derive it. V'ikas of Rachman alav v'gezel. Okay, so what about just say gezel? And I would have been able to come up with ribis and perhaps a nah. The Gemara says, no. Why? Mishum de bal korche. I'm taking against his will. Tomar bezu, onah and ribis, you're not. Onah and ribis are giving it to you. So what do you see? L'chora. That makes sense if I take the Ron's position, right? That's exactly Ron's point. Gezel, by definition, requires bal korche. And the Gemara, again, if you take a look at Rashi, the Gemara also says, Malhunach Shekin Shalomidas, right? Onah maybe also is a kind of a shlomi das, since it's you know, he's not aware that he's being ripped off, perhaps. Gazel, korche shakel. So the Gemara seems clearly, you know, as opposed to Ribbis, there's midaitos, the Gemara seems clearly to envision gezel, something which is ba korcho. So the Chor, that works very well with the Ran, it doesn't work as well with the Tosos. So what would the Tosos say to this? I haven't seen anybody discuss this at all, but what would the Tosos say? I think you have to say one or two things. The first thing is, perhaps the Tosos will say, this is all in the Havamina. This is all at the initial stage. Had I just had Gezel, and had I just had Erna, had I just had Ribbis, what would I have said? Once I have all three, and we say actually there is a way to get to Gezel from Bamei Matzinu, from Onah the Ribbis, then in the end, that initial thought about Gezel being different, because Bar Korcha, that actually perhaps says Tosos, that falls. That's no longer a necessary requirement from Gezel. If you just had Gezel, maybe that's what you would have thought Gezel was. But we see, but we actually have Gezel, we could have gotten Gezel from another Ribbis, or if I just had, you know, one or the other. In the end, once I start the process of learning Gezel from these other Isurim, then the Gemara at that point will say, no longer do we assume that Gezel is Bar Korcha. That's one possibility. I think probably more likely, Tosos will tell you that Tosos might be mechalik between different kinds of bakorcho. There's one case of bakorcho, one category of bakorcho, where what you're dealing with is a bailim who this is the case with regard to, let's say, Ribbis and Onah. A bailim parts with his money volitionally in a way that many trades occur. When I give you money, the reason I'm giving money volitionally, in most cases, and it's legitimate in most cases, is because I value something more than the money I'm giving you. Right? That's how it normally happens in the case of Mekhel Memkar. Right? So in Ribbis and Onah, that also is the case. Right? I'm completely willingly, knowingly, volitionally giving you this money, I'm parting with this money, because I'd rather you have the money and I have. In the case of Ribbis, I have the access right now to capital, right? As opposed to the future. I need it right now, so I'm willing to pay for that access. I value that access, the present ability to access that money. I value that enough, so I'm paying for it. I'm trading the fifth dollar for that. That's something that I value more. In the case of Onah, likewise, it could be that it's in the general price is this, but I need it now, and I'm willing to pay more for it. I'm willing to charge, you know, if you tell me this is what I have to give you, I'd rather, you know, that, the object, the ben, than this $6, even though it's not worth that. So in both of these cases, the bailim is making a decision that he values what he's getting in return more than the money. In that case, that's really midaito, basically the way that normally people who give up money to get something is. There's a difference, however, when it comes to that versus the case of Misach Bekuvia. In the case of Misach Bekuvia, when he parts the money, or as the person who's parting the money, he's not parting with it because he values what he's getting in return. In fact, if he's giving up the money, it means he's not getting anything. It means he's lost. It means he's out. He gives the money, in a sense, you might say, there's an element of compulsion to that. It's true, it's midaito in the sense that you're not forcing him to give you, but it's not because he's valuing what he's getting in return. It's because there's some sort of social compulsion, you might say, to give it. Right? He has to give the money because, okay, he agreed to give the money if he would lose. But when he does it in that case, that does qualify as Gezel. That is Gezel. That's not a result. In other words, the Gemara in Bava Metzia saying is that from Gezel you wouldn't know that there could ever be an Isser of Lekichas Mamon Shelo Kedin in a case where the person the person who's parting with his money is doing so because he values what he's getting more than the money. You would never have a Havamina that could be an Isser, that would be Usser if you just had Gezel. Tosos say, that I agree to, but we're not talking about that here. Here we're talking about someone who's giving up the money. You can say it's willingly, but it's not because it's not just the normal decision of somebody to part with something in exchange for what they value more. It's not that. He's giving the money for nothing. So that case, that is Gezel. Follow? I think that's possible. All right. So that's the second issue then of Ba Korcho. All right. The third element of the mode of Lekichas Mamon Shelo Kedin. So we discussed Lekichas Mamon Shelo Kedin. Does it need to be before Hezia Begaloi to be Gezel? Now we discuss Lekichas Mamon Shelo Kedin. Does it need to be Keneged Ratzon Abaylim? what the Rambam, I think, implies be'onis, and the Ran is clear explicitly about that. And now we have the third element, which is bechazka. This is the one, actually, the one element that the Rambam always mentions when he defines gezel. Right? You have it in Sefer Mitzvos, in the, I quoted in the beginning, of course, here, right? You have Sefer Mitzvos, Reish Mem Hei, and it's also in Reish Mem Zayin, right? Be'onis bechazka begaloi, and in Hilchos Geneva, in Lakach begaloi b'fresi bechazik yad, and in Hilchos Gzela, everything else is dropped. The only thing that remains is bechazka, right? Lokecha mamon hadam bechazka, with force, right? By force, by overpowering force. Now, what does this mean when the Rambam says that? Now, b'pashas, you would have said, well, that means what it says. There's an additional element here to the crime of gezel. It's not just lekechas mamon shelo kedin, or any of the other factors we've mentioned. It also is that it has to involve an element of force, or perhaps you might say, of violence. The Rambam in Hilchos, did I include here? In Halacha Dalet, he associates, that's right, it's the first marker here on page 2, under Bechozagad, he associates Oshek with Gezel, that's why he brings it in Hilchos Gzela. It's essentially similar to Gezel. The only difference, we'll get to this significant, you know, it's a significant point, but he thinks the difference is here that he starts, the guy is just failing to relinquish the money. But why is this similar to Gezel, and what way is it similar to Gezel? He, for some reason, and I think this is, you know, he's why he's including in Hilchzela, the Kemet Shedavu, Kavash Amaman Ethla Bechazka, Velo Chziru, Kegon Shahayel Lo Biyachaveh, Rohavah, Bekadam Chulei, and Yachlo Lo Tzimi Menem Neshu Alei Mikasha. So Bechazka means with force, with violence. Or, I think more likely, right, I mean, that's the actual case of Vigizol Sachanis Miyad Mitzri, really was, you know, Pshut Kamash Mo, Bechazik Yad. Or, if not actually physically overpowering, the threat, you signal the threat to physically overpower. You're willing to physically overpower the person in order to take it. And maybe you'll avoid the bailin because of that. Maybe he'll just say, just go ahead. But that seems to be what you might say, what you might have said. That seems to be, maybe it is true, that's an element of gezel too. It needs to be bechozek yad, bechozka. However, I think that is highly questionable. Because I don't think it comports with all the cases that we have that are gezel. And here I'll just mention two. One of them is the case which Gemara has a debate about, shol shel midas. Right, the Mishnah in Bava Metzia Mem Gimel, it comes up a couple of places. I just quoted one of them here. The Mishnah says that a shaleich ab bikadam, right, somebody who's a shomer and then decides he wants to use it on his own. So Beishamai hold yoka bechaser v'yeser, which means that he'll get whichever is the higher value. If in the end it is destroyed by onis, let's say he'll pay kishas whichever one is higher. Okay, he loses out. Nope. When the moment of the thing is gone from the world, the moment that it is destroyed, he has to pay according to them, right? That would be kishoel. That's the halacha regarding shoel. There's actually the mucker for this. Is where we're showing see that you see that a shoel is chayel. Let's say beonzim kishasa onis. And what does Beishamai hold? So the Gemara has several different explanations, but one of them is that the machlokas here is the question of shol shel midas, right? The person who's a shalech yab, bikadon has now become a shoel. He's borrowing it. What does it mean? It means he's using it for his own purposes. Not that he wants to steal it, but rather he wants to use it now for his own purposes. And therefore, he's a shoel shel midas. And the question the Gemara is asking, that the machlokas here is a shol shel midas a shoel or a gazlan? Now we paskin shol shel midas is a gazlan. This is what the Rambam says. Rambam halachos elav ida, right? Per gimel tesvav hashol shel midas ha'bailim harei ze gazla v'nazar b'shusa v'chai be'onsim v'chule v'chule. Actually, it was zener l'bal. So, the case of shol shel midas l'chora, somebody who's especially the case that they haven't been discussing there, which is a shomer with shol shel midas, meaning a shomer who rather than guard the thing as required by dinei shmirah, decides he wants to use it on his own for his own purposes. So that person is bechazka, bechazik yad. Not only he doesn't lemaisa involve overpowering. Is there even any? I mean, is he signaling that that the bailim were there? He'd really overpower him. Is that? I mean, I think it's hard to believe that's the case. Maybe you would say yeah. But lechora not lechora the shoel shel midas in that case especially not just somebody who just goes into somebody else's possession and happens to use it, which I think you could also wonder about if he's a shoel shel midas, whether or not that really he's saying I'm going to overpower the guy, or he's just sort of like a morei hetera, I'm just going to borrow the thing, if the guy's there I'm not going to physically defeat him, but especially in this case where presumably the bailim is not even there. So one of two things to say. One possibility, meaning if you're going to maintain that this is the Rambam really does think that bechazka, bechazagad, it means you need to be either using overpowering force or implying the threat of overpowering force. Either you'll say, Inachinami, Shoshal Midas, it's a pretty brazen thing to do. So even in this case, yeah, Inachinami, there is the assumption here that he would be doing this even connected by them, even overpowering the by them. That I think is the least likely. Or I think perhaps more likely you'll say, when we say Shoshal Midas, is a gut.
That relates to whether or not, like we just have a Kneva, if you have a 2-tiered plan, how much do we factor that into the issue itself?
Well, here though, I'm not even sure, like, is this a 2, I mean, the Chiddush here would be to say that, in other words, I think the reason you would resist this is because it's just not the Mincius, meaning a person who uses the item that he's supposed to be watching, he's not.
Right,
there's no commitment to overpowering anybody to do that. Presumably, if the guy's there, he's not going to do it.
I'm saying, even if I don't uphold this side, the other side that it's... He would be willing. That's assuming that we look at it as a two.
Right. Okay. Meaning, it is clear though that if the Rambam mentions nichlas bechatzar chaver shalom idaito, slav davka the guy is there. Point is that there's no. It doesn't appear to be any concern.
Yeah,
with that it matters to the guy. So that if he were there, he would overpower. Right. But here you would presumably say here. Presumably he would think that he can get away with it if the guy happens to show up and he's willing to overpower him. So maybe you're right, maybe we have to accept that view. Either way, that's very mechudash, I think, to assume that a shomer that is being shaleach habikadon is signaling his willingness to do so even mechozek over the Bible. The alternative is to say that a shoshal midas gazlan havi, it doesn't mean that he's over the iser. It doesn't mean that he's over the iser of gezel. That could be for one of two reasons. Either because he holds shoshal midas Havi Gazlam is only Dirabanan. That might be the implication of the Lashon Aravid, which we'll get to eventually. There's another way to read the Aravid, which wouldn't be saying that. More likely, I think you'll say that Shoshal Midas, when Chazal say he's a Gazlan, they mean that he has Dine Gzela in terms of certain Chiyuv and Tashlumin, in terms of the Heshav Gzela, perhaps, but not that he's over on the Gezel, precisely because, you could argue, precisely because it's not the Chazka. In fact, Ma'aril says this. He doesn't say because it's not b'chazka, but he says Shoshal Midas Dinikru Gazlan. He quotes another case which we don't paskin like, and therefore it's not really that case is not a kasha. Amavir al das balabayas. In both of those cases, let's say I rent something and I take it behar b'bika as opposed to b'bika, and I'm supposed to do dafka behar. So those cases, he thinks lechad mandamar. That's where Meir holds that we don't hold Ma'aril das balabayas lo Dinikru Gazlan, but. Says Kim Dumeli Shapir Shu Rabbeinu Din Gazlan Yeshlo Below the Kavod Below Tignov or Lo Tigzol, right? Avu Bisha Ein Dal Tel Lishal Mo Bishas Shela. Not actually saying that he's over the Isser. It just means that there's a din. So that's a case which we'll come back to more generally the relationship between these different things. But here it sounds like Mariel is saying he's not over on the Isser Gezel here. It Gazlan Nikra Gazlan means that he has certain din Gezel, but not that he violates the actual Isser, the Avera of Gezel Minato. That's fine. However, I think there's another case which is there's no good answer to it. So if you say one of those two things, you could argue that Shalosh Midas is Gazlan, but it doesn't. But Gezel to be over the Isser of Gezel needs to be Bechazka with either overpowering force or the threat of overpowering force. The case I think that really negates this possibility is the one of the Gemara Bava Metzia. The Gemara Bava Metzia speaks of a number of different scenarios involving an Aveda. And it says that if I'm a rabbi, the Gemara Bava Metzia Chavav in Ilmitzias, Ra Sela Shenafla Nala Lifneiyosh Al Menasa Gazel. So if I take rather than take the Aveda in order to return it, I take it in order to steal it. Over Bekulam Mishum Lo Tigzol Mishum Hashem Tishivim Mishum Lo Tuchlus Sali. So you're over on several Yisurim, but all the Yisurim, the Lav and the Asay of Hashavas Aveda, and you're over on Lo Tigzol. So over on Lo Tigzol, and the Rambam Paskin says Allah Hashav Aveda Yisrael Mitzvah Asay, and he says if I take it, right, Veimish. So a person who steals the Aveda, who takes it for himself, rather than return it to the Bailim, rather than take it with the intent to return it to the Bailim, he violates Lo Sigzal. Now here, I think it's nearly impossible to argue that this person is willing to overpower the Bailim. I mean, it's an Aveda. The point is, the Bailim's not around. So he sees it as his chance to take it. So he takes it. So he's over on Baal Tigzol. You can tell me that that's Bechozek Yad? He's either by force or by threat of overbearing force. If the Bailim were there, he would run away. He wouldn't take it. Right? I mean, the stam case of aveda, you steal an aveda, you're over on Nisar Gezel, where's the bechozka? Where's the bechozka God? I think that's a pretty hard argument to make, that is some, on some level bechozka or bechozka God. I think the alternative here is that the Rambam, when he says bechozka and bechozka God, doesn't really mean to introduce another element of violence or force or threat of implied violence. He really, it's just another way to describe the shalom b'seser. Right, anything which is begalui, it's almost like another synonym, anything which is open, that's what he's describing as bechozka God. Meaning it's not by virtue of my sneaking around and doing it in secret, I'm just taking it. That's bechozka God. Begalui b'fresi is bechozka God in that sense. It doesn't mean by force necessarily, but or by the willingness to overpower if necessary. He doesn't mean any of that. It doesn't need to involve force. It doesn't need to involve the implied threat of force. The point is just that I just go and take it, as opposed to the Ganav, who's doing it b'seser, he's doing it, he's just taking it. I think it's minimizing the significance of bechozka God, but I think that's what the Rambam must have had in mind, because otherwise it doesn't really match up with several of the cases, and this being one of them. Right? That it's bechozka, it's afka by force. In what way is the no tel aveda by force? It means he's doing it openly. He's not trying to hide it, he's not trying to evade anybody, he's just doing it. Just taking it. Alright, so I guess Akan. That's all within the assumption that we're dealing with for the Gezel is Lekichas Mamon Shelo Kedin. A major issue is going to be Hamnam Gezel specifically Lekichas Mamon Shelo Kedin, and not perhaps Kvishas Mamon Shelo Kedin, or perhaps Hishtaltus with Mamon Shelo Kedin. Maybe it doesn't need to be in Netila. And this, see, the Rambam everywhere contrasts them, but is the Rambam so pashut? That we'll have to come back to next time. So we'll finish this up. We'll deal with the issue of whether or not Gezel requires Netilah Shel Kedin, or just Hachzakas Mamon Shel Kedin is enough. And then in Mitzvah, we'll start with the second half of the, or not the second half, I think just the last third of, who knows, we'll have to see, of the Hakdama, which is dealing with the nature of the Isurim, that we have these two different Isurim. So are these, like I think I said last time, is this basically they're two equivalent Isurim, that just happen to have different, scopes in terms of the mode of how you're lokesh lokedin, but it's otherwise equivalent for all purposes. Kefel is just there's one element of this lakifa that it actually makes the Torah want to be machmir about, so it had kefel, but otherwise we're dealing with the same thing. Or no, kefel reflective much more, is reflective of the broader isser, the nature of the isser, and we'll see how that reflects itself. So that we'll deal with, and then after that, we'll start with, I guess I can prepare for that when we get to that, because that's probably now in two chumras, I would say. And we'll start with the sugyas that come up on the staff. Okay?
Next year.
Is that, when is the first time?
Week from Monday. Week from Monday night.